folks. You know what that sound means. It is 4 o'clock, 4:01 to be exact. And you are tuned into Everything Under the Sun, the Sopra Sun's weekly radio program, right here on KDNK. Thanks for staying tuned. We have a special show for you today. We're going to be talking with participants from the Carbondale Arts Creative Apprenticeship Program. And also the liaison for that program this year, which involved creating an entire fashion line, Raina Katzenbarger with the project shop. But first, we'll go around and I hope you all have picked up a copy of this week's Sopra Sun. It's a wonderful paper, I must say. It starts off, of course, with the fashion show on the front, and you could have a peek inside of what it takes to create a fashion line, and four different designers and their process. There's a little bit of an inside peek on pages 6 and 7 of this week's Sopra Sun. But without further ado, I'm going to have my co-hosts introduce themselves, and then we'll have our guests introduce themselves.
I am Gus Richardson.
Gus Richardson, Sopra Sun correspondent. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
And I'm Yesenia Benavides.
Yesenia Benavides, Sopra Sun correspondent. Thank you for joining us.
Of course.
All right, and let's go ahead and start with you, Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jacob Sam.
Jacob Sam, why don't you tell listeners, I love your last name. I know I said that last time when we met. So easy to remember. Two first names. Jacob, tell listeners what school you go to and what grade you're in and how you got involved with this apprenticeship program.
I'm a senior over at Colorado Rocky Mountain School. And my advisor, she was like, oh my gosh, there's this cool new thing happening over with Carbondale Arts. And I just thought of you. And I'm very thankful to her. Tracy Wilson, she's amazing.
Fantastic. Shout out, Tracy.
Yes.
All right. And let's go for Gigi.
I'm Gigi Rascone. I'm 15 and I'm a sophomore at Glenwood High School. And I found out about this program because last year I worked for the Zine magazine. And I kind of, like, subscribed to Carbondale Arts and, like, Michael, and I received an email, and I was like, oh, my God, fashion, and I, like, immediately woke, like, signed up.
Awesome, and I know that you both have had an interest in fashion because I got a sneak peek last Wednesday while you guys were putting on some finishing touches for your designs, so I want to get into where that interest came from, but last and most certainly not least, the one, the only, Raina Katzenbarger, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me and having us. Raina Katzenbarger, the Project Shop, is a nonprofit over in SAW, and this year we got the call from Michael to help facilitate the creative apprenticeship because we do a rewear upcycling initiative, and so it was a perfect fit.
Fantastic. Is this your first time then being involved with the creative apprenticeship through Carbondale Arts?
It is, yeah. Last year, the team that was working on the zine came and visited a couple times to the project shop because we do a lot of printmaking and a lot of design work. And so that was lovely to meet them and have chats around the creative process. And this year, it naturally flowed into being at the shop full time.
Very cool. Awesome. Well, thank you all for joining us on Everything Under the Sun. I know that Jacob was in here last week on Express Yourself. So thank you, Jacob, for coming back. What do you guys think about KDNK?
I love it.
Thoughts? Oh, awesome.
It's awesome.
Pretty amazing to see all the CDs and records. Do you guys listen to CDs and records?
I had a record player, so, like, when I came in, I was freaking out because I'm, like, everywhere.
Very cool. That's awesome. Cool. Well, let's find out a little bit. So let's start with this. Raina, could you fill us in? And I know Michael Stout, who is with Carbondale Arts, he puts on and organizes the Creative Apprenticeship Program each year. Could you kind of fill us in, though, with your background, what you know about it, about the Creative Apprenticeship Program, and I guess you already said how you kind of came to be involved.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a wonderful program. They started 3 or 4 years ago, and it's an amazing idea to create a program getting teenagers working with professionals and getting them paid as well, which is, I think, really important for them to show up and really get to work and also get compensated for that time while they're learning tangible skills. And it's something that I've always believed in, the kind of service learning model of doing great work and giving back to the community while gaining like tangible skills to be able to take forward as a young artist, young adult, to be able to do what they want to do, you know, and feel empowered to do that.
Jacob, how does it feel, and Gigi, you're welcome to chime in on this as well, having been with the Creative Apprenticeship Program for 2 years or two different cohorts, sorry. But Jacob, how does it feel to be a part of the Creative Apprenticeship Program? And as Raina said, pointed out that y'all get paid a stipend, it sounds like. What does that stipend mean? Does it kind of give some value to what you're doing?
It definitely does. And the entire program, it's amazing because I can like sort of fix my whole, I sort of fix my whole week around it, maybe. Like, I love coming in and just having, like, I don't know, something that's so stable that I can come in and just, like, dive into. And the stipend, it makes it feel more professional because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm, like, a fashion designer as a job. Like, I feel so adult, which is awesome.
Very cool. And Gigi, could you kind of speak to that? And also, because you had some experience last year with the zine project, and fill us in a little bit about what a zine is.
A zine is like, it's hard to explain. It's kind of like collage, I guess, a picture, and like it's like a mini book about something, I'd say.
Okay.
Last year's was mainly about Carbondale and surrounding about like the plants we had, and we just made recipes for those plants and just a brief history about Carbondale. Not much, but it was very short and like cute.
Absolutely. Yeah. That very, very cool. So you've worked with the zine and fashion. It sounds like you have quite an interest in art.
Yeah.
Are you a drawer? Do you have a particularly favorite medium when it comes to art, or?
Depends what I'm feeling, honestly.
Oh,
I
cool.
find art in like anything, like movement, music. Personally, I like a lot of hands-on work. Just creating in general.
Awesome.
Yeah, making.
Very cool. Awesome. So, let's talk about the line a little bit, the fashion line. Right? And are you guys excited? Are you going to opening night tonight for Green is the New Black?
Yes.
Sweet!
Are you forced to go to the opening of Green is the New Black?
Oh my god.
Are you super excited?
Yes. Oh my god, yes.
Do you know what to expect?
A brief idea of it, not much.
Okay.
From like our line, and just kind of have an idea of how they're going to walk, but apart from that, not much.
We were invited to the dress rehearsal, but we didn't really want to go because we wanted tonight to be like the first time we see it on the stage under the lights.
Awesome. Did you guys, I know, and I want you to kind of walk our listeners a little bit through the process of creating this line from drawing up designs to actually putting pieces together. Have you been involved or have you seen the production side of things? Like, the pattern that people will be walking or anything like that on the runway?
We sort of organized that and... Yeah, we were in charge of that because we do have, like, a specific thing. You're going to see it. It's going to be a little specific thing, a little organized, choreographed thing at the fashion show, but I'm not going to say it here.
I've heard, I won't give it away either, but I'm very excited, and it sounds like it really highlights the work that you all have done.
Yes.
Very cool. Gigi, and I'm happy to help you out with this because I know it's a long name. What's the name of your line?
The History of the Future?
Yeah.
That's what we've been referring to it as, is the History of the Future. But, like, the official name is, like, a snapshot of the history through the... I don't know. We just call it the History of the Future. I've honestly forgotten.
Well, I love it because it's the History of the Future by the Progressives.
Oh, yes. Wait.
Progressors.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. So, Progressors, could you offer kind of what you mean by that? First, let's start with History of the Future. Where is that? It sounds like a play a little bit on the theme this year. But what does that mean to you guys, sir?
Well, we have, like, a lot of historical pieces in the line, like sheepskin chaps or hoop skirts or, like, cowboy hats. I don't know if cowboy hats are necessarily historical, but...
They could arguably so.
They were in history. That kind of sounds historical.
Yeah, they're in history. But, yeah, we have all those, and we're sort of, like, envisioning... I don't know, breathing new life into them, because when you see them in history books, they're, like, in black and white, which is, like, fine. It's a little boring. But now we're making them super, like, fashion and glamour and all of that fun, fun stuff.
Well, it sounds like it's certainly, like, that lines perfectly with History of the Future. Yes. So that's so cool. Reina?
When we first got together and were chatting a lot, one of our mandates was to only use reclaimed and recycled materials.
Okay.
And so the students were really looking at, you know, how do we make really great fashion with what we've got, and also look at the future of fashion and if it's going to be sustainable and all of the kind of issues with it, with fast fashion and waste. And so they made everything from discarded waste from the present, kind of reinterpreting looks from the past in a futuristic way.
Oh, that's so cool! I love it! Gus, you had a question?
I did. So, as a fashion layman myself, so you said that you got one of your, I don't remember the word that you used, it was like order.
The blocking?
No, that you were requested to only use... recycled materials.
Oh, yeah.
Mandate.
A mandate. What is a mandate?
Go for it, Reina.
It was a constraint that we have at the Rewear Upcycling Initiative is we only use reclaimed materials. And so we didn't buy anything. So when the students showed up, they knew it was going to be an upcycled project. And so that was one of the rules, a mandate being just kind of like a rule or organizing concept that we couldn't buy anything. Which we successfully have achieved.
Thank you, Reina, for clarifying that. And thank you, Gus. So just in along those lines, well, first, for our listeners, you are tuned into Everything Under the Sun, the Sopra Sun's weekly radio program right here on KDNK. And this week we are speaking with... two creators of the six apprentices with Carbondale Arts Creative Apprenticeship Program who created a fashion line over the past 9 weeks called History of the Future by the Progressors, which will be debuting on the runway this evening. So I did just want to read, just because it sounds like you all definitely took the theme into account this year, and the theme being, and I'm quoting this from a press release from Carbondale Arts, this year's theme is Fabulation, a wild romp through the future, a concept inspired by the examination of our future with advanced technology, artificial intelligence, and the impact of that on the human experience. So it sounds like you guys really embraced this year's theme.
Yes.
Very cool. I want to get in a little bit to your background. It's looking like Gus is getting closer to the mic, but...
I am. I'm inching. May I ask a question?
Of course.
All right, cool. So as a follow-up to my previous mandate question, so I know a little bit about using recycled materials, and like, we're gonna make a cup out of all this reused plastic, but how do you make a skirt out of that? How do you make a blouse out of a recycled material? Can you talk some on that?
We definitely played a lot with the structural form of the fabric. One of the looks, we use pants as sleeves, so it's
wow.
Like, you kind of really have to get creative and play with the human form and just see how you can make something new. It's definitely tricky with the amount of fabric that comes with clothing, so we did have to learn how to sew and make more stuff.
Yeah, from Rag and Mountain, we got all of the like rejects that like people didn't want to buy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we got to tear them all apart and use all of that fabric, all of that lining and zippers and buttons, and make our own clothes.
That's so cool. And I have to say, just the little taste that I got last Wednesday when I went to the project shop, and you all were working so well together. There was an old cable cord that was being used. There was repurposed. There was an old denim. That's so cool that you were able to use things, and it sounds like from Ragged, that otherwise very possibly could have gone to the landfill.
Yeah.
Is there a feeling about that? Like, and how does that, could you explain the impact it might have on you personally being, like, using repurposed material and if what the importance might be there?
Personally, I found it very great that we were reusing stuff because I know that fashion is an industry. Like, there's not only, like, economical impacts that come along with it, but a lot of environmental and just being able to use a lot of clothes that was going to be thrown away and just giving it a new life was very heartwarming. Yeah.
Yeah. And I also feel like all of us learned so many skills on like how to like repurpose clothes. Like I feel like way more comfortable being able to like actually mend clothes that I already have. Or like if I see something in a thrift store that's like almost cute, but not quite cute, I feel like I can use my skills to actually make it like cute now.
Totally. Absolutely. I wish I could do that. I love shopping at thrift stores, but I can't make their clothes more cute. I have to settle with how cute they already are. Did you have any experience with repurposing clothes before this this project and creating this fashion line?
Yeah, actually, I feel like that's how I started sewing. I would cut old clothes and make Barbie clothes and my dad's socks to make stuff.
Wow.
So it was like playing with more clothes was definitely more because fun because, you know, I'd get in trouble, but yeah, I loved it. Yeah.
And you would use, old clothes, discarded clothes maybe, and you were, at that point, so how young were you you were dressing like Barbie dolls.
Ooh.
With outfits. Is that right? Or
yeah.
Okay. That's so cool.
Thank you.
And that seems like just like early on you had this kind of prospect or this interest in fashion and even making fashion.
Yeah. I can't recall around what age. I want to say 6, 5, somewhere around there. I started with Play-Doh.
Okay.
And just making stuff. But yeah, it just kind of progressed from there, like just playing with clothes. And
very cool. Awesome. And Jacob, you were telling me last time that you've had a little bit of, you've certainly had an interest in fashion. Could you talk about that interest in fashion and then how you've applied that up till now and other opportunities you might have had recently?
Yeah. Well, last year for the CRMS, like, school play, I was in charge of all the costumes. But honestly, like, it was very, like, just temporary alterations. So it was, like, a lot of, like, safety pinning and hot gluing. And we didn't really use sewing machines. So it was just sort of, like, they had to, like, look good in the moment. So this project, like, definitely, like, I mean, I think that with the costume design, it definitely, like, helped me, like, figure out my aesthetics and, like, how I want things to look. But this project, like, makes it more permanent because I can actually, like, use a sewing machine and like make it so it sticks and doesn't fall apart after the play or after the fashion show. But I've always loved fashion. I came from like a really like Mormon conservative household, and I'm like gay, and so that was like sort of crazy. But I always used to like play like little dress ups. I was like, oh, so cute.
Yeah. Oh, so cute. And so now you get to work with that. Do either of you, and let's start with you, Jacob, after this experience and having that pre-interest in fashion, do you think this might be a building block to something new in the future? Do you have an interest in creating clothes and outlandish fashions?
Yes, definitely. I've talked about this a lot during my time there. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I get to like know how to use a sewing machine now and like, I don't know, just use it for myself. I don't know about as a career path, but I think definitely for myself and maybe for the people around me, my advisor just got me a sewing machine.
That your advisor at school?
Yes, yes.
Good on your advisor. That's awesome. Gigi, what about you?
Personally, I feel like this experience really deepened my passion for fashion even more. I definitely do plan on taking it forward and making it into a career and, you know, making it my life.
That is so exciting and yeah. So awesome. And it's so cool that, you know, we get to experience kind of this this next step in your journey to that fashion career. So very, very cool. So let's also give a shout out to the other designers. And then if you all are willing, if you want to tell us a little bit about the designs. But first, let's go down the list. Who are the other designers? I think there's four other designers in working with you. What are their names?
It's Enzo Katzenberger, Nicola Stringham, Kayla Kaufman, and Naomi Deadweiler.
Well, a huge shout out to all of those designers who couldn't be here, but I hope they're going to be there tonight. It sounds like they are very, very cool. Last week on Express Yourself, a big takeaway it sounded like was from this project was collaboration. Can you speak a little bit, Gigi, about working with five other people, some of which you had never met before, I think most of which you had never met before, to create six fashion pieces in 9 weeks? How was it working with them?
Ooh, I personally struggle working with people. I'm very, okay. I can be introverted when it comes to my ideas.
Okay.
So just seeing different standpoints on how people express themselves was really interesting to see. And I'm really glad I got to experience that. And just everyone had different styles. And throughout the looks, I feel like you can definitely see a bunch of our elements throughout the looks. It's just, it's like kind of like a family. And we just created all this like masterpieces of ourselves. And definitely learned a lot in accepting ideas and viewpoints, and I'm really glad I did,
because
I loved it. It's just how diversity, and I feel like we definitely need that.
Awesome. And Raina and I were talking about that, that diversity of different thoughts, and like that you creating something together and having more eyes on it is probably going to make it better. Certainly, yeah. And I am so appreciate your honesty, because comes with making compromises sometimes, right?
Yeah.
For sure. Well, that's so, so cool. We only have a few minutes left of the show. It goes by so quickly. I'm going to put Yesenia on the spot. Yesenia, do you have any interest in fashion?
Like, if I have an interest in fashion, or any questions?
Yeah, either one.
I do.
You do have an interest in fashion.
Lot, which is, like, a couple of the questions that you've said I was going to ask. Like, how is it working with, like, people with a whole different aesthetic than you have, or it's a whole different view on fashion.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, that's a good question. And I was also just curious, because you're also pretty fashionable yourself, I must say. So I was curious. let's real quick, we only have a few minutes left. Any final thoughts? And do you want to tell us a little bit about one of the pieces, or even all of the pieces, but we only have a couple minutes.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, there's so many. I don't know what to talk about. I guess there's like these chaps made out entirely out of like jean pocket lining, and they're like puffy, and we like stuff them with the lining of like all these puffy jackets, and yeah, and they're like made out of also like plastic sheeting, like that's like the base of it, and then they're all covered in puffed up pockets.
I saw that one, and it is very cool. And you guys were fitting Mugsy Faye at the time.
It's fabulous.
How is it working with models who have done this before, and with this community that, like, and I think for folks just looking at the Sopra Sun this week, for people who take this so seriously, because it is such a beautiful show. The pieces are so incredible. It looks like something that should be in New York City. How is it to be a part of that community and of artists who have been doing this for a long time and kind of getting a taste of that in the creative community through this internship? Sorry.
It was pretty inspiring. We'd have like guest artists come and talk to us, and just hearing their life experiences and their thoughts on the creative process, like, I feel like going from that and then straight to like working on the clothes, it was like really, that did give a good push.
Very cool. Well, we are coming to the end of our show. So any closing statements? I want to thank you all for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just, I love fashion.
Thank you, Raina, go for it.
Thank you so much for having us, and really huge congratulations to these artists, because they pulled together and took care of each other and collaborated beautifully to make a really outstanding line. So I can't wait for everyone to see it.
And thank you for guiding them in that process, Raina. Thank you, folks, for tuning in. Get to, well, if you have a ticket, get to the show tonight. Thank you to Jacob and Gigi for being with us on Everything Under the Sun. Break a leg, have fun, and we'll talk to you next year for the 2025 fashion show.
Woo!
Yeah!